Is there anything else you guys want to tell us?
Well, we're V1 product. We're very excited to see what you guys think about, or just generally what people think about our product. We're still looking for lots of feedback. There are many directions we could go from here, depending what people like and what people like to see. So feedback would be great, right, Dimitri?
How much have you talked to IT people about actually using the Visual Studio environment? I mean, that's sort of part of the demo that you had there, but...
We have, since I'm mostly on the logical data center side, we've talked to a number of groups of people on the IT side. We talked to the internal customers, which is essentially our internal technology group here, that are using it to design their data center, obviously to what we call dog food, our product. Externally, we're talking to a number of vendors. I don't know if can I name them, or should I don't know if it's a I probably won't name them right now. But we're talking to a number of... big industry players. They're talking to a number of ISV vendors. We're talking to internet service providers. We're talking to just IT shops in the industry. And people, a lot of people are very excited about it. A lot of people, actually, one of the last comments was in my email, Dmitry, you're my hero. This actually will allow me to get rid of my Visio diagrams and make it look nice. So, I guess we get a good feedback, and we think we'll be successful with this product and the industry, widely accepted in the industry.
Do you get feedback comparing this to UML diagrams, or sort of being used as a standard? What do people say about that?
Oh, that's a very sticky topic. We're actually, there are lots of, Keith Short has a great blog where he actually talks about this in detail. We're actually based on a different type of technology, domain-specific languages, and as opposed to UML. And what we think is the SDM and the distributed system designers is one type of a domain, just like UML is another. And so our philosophies on are they competing? We're not. I mean, our designers aren't directly competing with UML. Is that's
it's very much the case. I mean, we can say that we are competing in a way with UML because, well, if people will buy Microsoft product and not the Rational product for the same purpose, very much a lot of things serve the same purpose. We can draw a diagram that you can do in UML too, right? Some of the diagrams that we don't support, we don't directly compete with UML. So if your organization accepted UML as a standard, you'll be using UML. If you accepted our domain-specific languages, then you will be using our product. But in general, those are two completely different things. There's a completely different approach to solving the same problem. We have a few people comparing directly DSL and UML, and you can read again in the blogs of Jochen Simon, who is also working on that, or Keith Short, or you can actually buy, there is also a book called Software Factories written by Jack Greenfield and a couple of our architects that also describe that topic.
You know how they came up with the name Software Factories?
Unfortunately, no. That's one thing I don't know. There's been a lot of comment about that name from external vendors. I think it's actually a good name.
It is a good name. And yeah, Lee, that's an action item for you to find out.
Put it up on my blog once I find out.
So what have you thought so far about having a blog? Like, has that been a positive for you? Has it been...
Oh, definitely. Internally, it's been great. We've got lots of feedback. People have contacted me through email as well, and just general information. I felt like being a V1 product, we didn't really have a product out there. This is a great way to actually get people, you know, and especially the people who read blogs are usually the early adopters for most of these products in the first place, to actually have a look at and see what we've done and give us feedback on them. Yeah, I think it's great.
Have you guys, a lot of this stuff is new, so you guys haven't seen a lot of feedback coming in from the MSDN feedback centers yet, correct?
Oh, that's correct. Part of the problem was, and I mentioned this on my blog, that getting into our designers in beta 1, which was the first time that our designers actually given access to the customers, was very difficult. It was we were hidden under three layers down. You had to go through new project, other solutions, and open up the solutions node. In there would be just very obscure very hard to find. So now we hope that now that we made the entry points easier, people will find us easily. We've kind of spread the news around. We're coming up with some portals around what we're doing. So yeah. We hope to. I'm actually working on the SDM portal that will basically will create a community of the users of the SDM models. It will drive the development of new models. As I said, you can design your own shape and put it on your design surface, and then it will be your own shape using our SDK. Our SDK is coming up with the beta 2 version of VIP as a part of the VSIP, Visual Studio Integration Partners SDK. So we're doing a lot to promote, to spread the news that we are there. As far as the feedback, we got a news group. We have some feedback. We would probably wish we had more. We have a product feedback through the product feedback center as well, people mm-hmm. reporting bugs. We also released with the CTP, which is Community Technology Preview Build. So if you, any one of the customers get that, you may as well try to use that.
Yeah.
So
and, of course, you're still getting feedback.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's not to say we're not getting feedback. Oh, no, no. We meet in almost every day, yeah. if not more often, with different vendors. We go into the labs to the technology preview customers. Yeah, we actually heavily involved with the customers, and we have some early adopters actually using the system in their organization, using the better version of their organization that we support.
Is it easy to convince people internally to use this as a V1 product? Say, hey, you walk into their data center and say, hey, now design it with this new product.
That's been difficult, and mostly, we were successful with some teams, we were not successful with the other teams. We were successful more with the teams that want to adopt diagrams that basically to the data center or application design diagrams, then with the groups of people that we want to design their own models. I'm not going to name the teams, but we have a little resistance from people saying, why do we need that? I mean, why do we need to show this specific server on our design surface? So we are trying to evangelize, we try to persuade people to help us make us our product extendable.
Yeah, well, The problem we're facing is we have no shortage of ideas on how we can improve this, and our customers are providing us feedback. The reason we're really interested in more feedback is it helps us in prioritizing what we can do, because it's a V1, there's lots of ways and directions we can move on, and without this customer feedback, choosing one over the other is very difficult for us. We have some ideas. Some of our customers have been great help in helping us focus on which path we should take. And we just hope people enjoy and appreciate what we've done.
Cool. Anything else?
No, I'm clear.
All right.
Well, I guess that's it.
Well, thanks for the demo and thanks for the time.
Thank you very much. And if anybody has any questions about Whitehorse, look up Visual Studio Team Architect on MSDN. Go to Product Feedback Center and report any bugs that you found. And again, we appreciate any feedback that you can give us.
All right. Cool.